customers without power, another 150,000 out in Mississippi, and some other effects of Isaac. Some good news for the drought. Climatologist Mark Svoboda.
This is just very welcome. I mean, we're not going to complain about getting in it this sort of form or fashion, because it would have been nearly impossible statistically to make up the sort of deficits we were looking at during the fall and winter.
Not such good news for gas prices. Todd McElhaney, LaSalle Futures in Chicago.
Prices at the pump in the short term, I believe, will continue to edge higher at least for the next 2 weeks. And I believe after that two-week period, we'll start to see the gasoline prices move lower.
Mitt Romney makes the biggest speech of his life tonight, accepting the nomination of his party and trying to reach swing voters from the podium of the Republican National Convention.
I'm Andrew Mullen back in Lakeland, Florida. This is a swing region and an important swing state.
Yeah, we've been hurt. We've been hit by it, the economy.
It's been up and down the past three and a half years.
They'll be listening as Mitt Romney tries to make the case he can turn around the economy.
Where you didn't have to worry about your job, or you could go out and get another job if you had to get another job.
Andrew Mullenbeck, CBS News, Lakeland, Florida.
Second day in a row, a federal court rules against Texas law. This one would have required voters to present photo IDs in order to cast ballots on Election Day. CBS News senior legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
We will likely see an appeal here, but there's no guarantee that the U.S. Supreme Court is going to want to get involved in this case or any of these voting rights cases before the election. On the other hand, the justices in 2008 said that states could impose some voter identification restrictions.
And previously, the federal court striking down a Texas redistricting law seemingly aimed at limiting Latino voter participation. Bristol-Myers Squibb recalling more than 31,000 units of a chemotherapy drug after discovering an overfilled vial, putting patients at risk of an overdose. The drug, carmistine, is used to treat brain tumors, multiple myeloma, Hodgkin's disease, and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Snooki, The Situation, and the rest of the cast returning for a sixth season. Ratings eroded from their once dizzying heights, MTV announcing this will be the last season of Jersey Shore. Oracle says it's repaired bugs in its widely used Java software, several computer security experts finding flaws that opened PCs to attacks by hackers. The Dow is down 83 points. This is CBS News.
I like saving money. I mean, it's not like I have a purse stuffed with coupons or... Okay, I do. The other day, I went into Wells Fargo to get help with a car loan.
Good news. You qualify for our double discount promotion. Get double the interest rate discount we normally give on select new loans and lines of credit just for being a Wells Fargo checking package customer.
And the best part? I didn't even need a coupon.
Come to Wells Fargo to discuss how the double discount promotion can help with the interest rate on your new loan or line of credit. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Subject to credit qualification. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Equal housing lender.
Right now, get Labor Day savings at the Home Depot with 10% off select special order Anderson windows and patio doors. Savings like that put Anderson's famous craftsmanship well within your reach. So reach out, come in, and save. The timing is perfect. And select special order Anderson windows and patio doors are 10% off. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 12th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Abortion and premature birth, and the connection from CBS's Larry Miller.
The study in the journal Human Reproduction found the more abortions a woman has before her first child, the more likely she is to have a premature baby born before 28 weeks. If she's had three or more abortions, a premature baby is nearly four times more likely. A baby born so early faces serious health risks. Among U.S. women who've had abortions, around half had had a prior one, and a quarter had three abortions.
Talk about cheesy. Z's Cheese Shop shutting down in Milwaukee last month, clearing out the walk-in cooler. 73-year-old owner Edward Zahn coming across several wooden boxes of cheese, cheddar cheese, been sitting there for 40 years. Experts say Zahn's overlooked cheddar is likely the oldest collection of cheese ever assembled and sold to the public. When the Wisconsin Cheese Mart heard about it, the 40-year-old cheese purchased sight unseen. It'll be featured at a Milwaukee cheese tasting event and sold by the ounce. I'm Jim Taylor, CBS News.
What does hope look like? It looks like people with type 1 diabetes, whether diagnosed at 3 or 33, they hope for a future without worry. I'm Mary Tyler Moore, and I have type 1 diabetes too. The Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation is accelerating the crucial research that represents the hope for a cure. With your help, we'll find it. Please call 1-800-533-CURE or go to jdrf.org today.
Right now, get Labor Day savings at the Home Depot with 10% off select special order Anderson windows and patio doors. Savings like that put Anderson's famous craftsmanship well within your reach. So reach out, come in, and save. The timing is perfect. And select special order Anderson windows and patio doors are 10% off. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 12th, U.S. only. See store for details.
If I say to you, aloha hui, don't you think of hula dancers and everything in Hawaii, the whole thing? We have a guest today that's
and
about
now,
that.
Now, here's Bill Bittica.
Bill, you got to time it out, buddy. Hey, it's called a talk-up. I did it for 30 years, you fool. Hi. You're Bill Bittica, talking to you, friends, and every Thursday. We had yesterday off Monday. We all have off for Labor Day, but today and tomorrow are going to be just rock and sock, and they're going to be good. All right, let's well, here's a headline right here. We're going to get Isaac and all that, but here's the thing right here, headline, which I sort of got a kick out of, just because it says one in three women drink early in pregnancy, and there's a whole article about that, which we'll get to, but one in three drink early in pregnancy, which you're not supposed to do. But that's because two out of three didn't think they were going to get pregnant.
The MRI system everyone has been waiting for is now at San Luis Diagnostic Center. Patients love it. No more claustrophobia. No more masks over your face. No more tight spaces. And imaging speed to get you in and out faster than any other magnet made. Plus, doctors love its unsurpassed image quality. The Siemens Skyra produces images doctors only dreamed of before. When you need your next MRI, ask for the new wide-open, ultra-high-field Siemens Skyra at San Luis Diagnostic Center. Even if you live in North or South County, drive a little and get a whole lot more. Best image quality, the greatest patient comfort, lowest possible price. Why should you go anywhere else? When you need an MRI, call San Luis Diagnostic Center, 542-9700. That's 542-9700 to schedule your exam on the most modern equipment available.
Karen Scott Audiology, now at her new location, 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320 in San Luis Obispo next to the DMV. Dr. Karen Scott has been serving the Central Coast and the community for over 30 years. What's important to remember is that hearing loss can occur at any age, from newborns to your grandparents. Let's stop the stigma of having to wear hearing aids. With today's technology, new sleek hearing aids are available. Karen Scott carries Starkey, Phonic, Widex, just to name a few. They have the knowledge and the experience to help you with all your hearing aid needs. They also offer clinical audiology as well as industrial screenings. Call her for your free consultation. Call 541-1790. When was the last time you had yours or your child's hearing checked? How about that teen that listens to that loud music or that's not doing so well in school? They could be suffering from hearing loss. Karen Scott Audiology. Call 541-1790 because hearing really matters.
It does. Here, go see Karen Scott. She's got all the stuff, and she's just a great lady. And you got a big staff there and everything to take care of you. They do pediatric hearing stuff. I got a special lady for that. Whole thing. They do everything. It doesn't matter what the age. All right. Let's do our who's and what's is our flashback and our thing in history and our birthdays and whatnot. According to the Tribune today, our flashback, our highlight in history on August 30th, 1963, the hotline, the red phone communication link between Washington and Moscow went into operation. On this date in 1967, the Senate confirmed the appointment of Thurgood Marshall as the first black justice on the U.S. Supreme Court. 1997, Americans received word of the car crash in Paris. They claimed the lives of Princess Diana Dodi Fayed and their driver Henry Paul. Because of the time difference, it was August 31st when the crash occurred. I normally don't do thoughts for the day. I'm going to start doing them. Here, this, because I've never even heard of this person. There's a German theologian, and I did a lot of philosophy there. Dietrich Bonhoeffer said this: if you board the wrong train, it is no use running along the corridor in the other direction. I should have been reading these all along. Our birthdays today: comedian Louis Black is 64, actress Cameron Diaz is 40, and tennis player Andy Roddick is 30 today. Happy birthday to them, but most especially to you if it is yours.
Happy birthday to you.
Here's the news. Another action-filled adventure.
All right. This is CalcoastNews.com, and our opening story today is about a contemporary crime here. San Luis Obispo Radio Talk Show host and writer David Congleton spent most of August in L.A. for the filming of the motion picture comedy Scribble, based on his original screenplay. The movie, which stars Chris Klein, Kaylee Cuoco, Dennis Farina, and Terry Polo, was shot over a three-week period in West Hollywood and San Fernando Valley. Cuoco's star of the popular television series Big Bang Theory also serves as an executive producer on the project. He wrote the first draft of the script back in 2005, spent 7 years nudging it up the Hollywood food chain, trying to get his story produced by a low-budget independent filmmaker. After multiple false starts, Scribble was finally optioned by director Ellie Kanner Zuckerman. In 2010, she and producing partner Hal Schwartz raised the money to shoot the movie, which is now being edited in post-production. Collins' wife, Cheryl Alexander, and Dr. Scott Robertson of Aurora Grandy serve as associate producers on that project. So our congratulations going out to Brave Dave and getting that done. I don't have any scripts in the. I don't have any. I print. Other things in the news. Democratic Party has withheld a slow mayor endorsement. The San Luis Obispo Democratic Party voted not to endorse Mayor Jan Marks in her bid for another term on the city council. Local Democratic Party's election committee has endorsed Marks in the past elections. However, issues over a contentious battle between the city employees' safety unions and gun led to some question about her support for labor. In addition, in 2011, the Fair Political Practices Commission releasing the findings of a three-year state investigation in the funneling of cash and gifts, the campaign to stop Ernie DeLillo's proposal to develop his San Luis Obispo farmland. The investigation revealed Marks was part of the alleged illicit effort. The board also did not endorse Steve Barash, another candidate who was also vying for the endorsement. Local businessman Barash has been outspoken about the city's fiscal stability and lack of transparency. While Marks received more votes than Barash, she did not garner the two-thirds votes needed. The committee did, however, endorse two candidates, incumbent John Ashbaugh and newcomer Jeff Aranguena for the two open council seats. There we go. We got them. Yeah, we got some endorsements going on. Other news that's going on, calcosnews.com today, and that is, this is not surprising with what we've learned here. Valley fever on the rise in San Luis Obispo County. Cases of valley fever in San Luis County have more than doubled over the past few years, from 87 reported cases back in 2009 to 225 cases in 2011. 225 cases in 2011. So far this year, they have been about 100 reported cases. The disease is spread by a fungus that grows naturally in portions of Arizona and California. In fact, in the past, most cases of valley fever were found in the Central Valley. Now San Luis Obispo County is becoming a hot spot also. Most people who breathe in these spores develop no symptoms at all. Others, about 40%, develop flu-like symptoms, including cough, congestion, fever, fatigue, body aches, and headaches that can last a month or more. Valley fever can lead to the severe pneumonia, meningitis, and even death. The Mayo Clinic's website advises people in the area with these spores to be aware of the symptoms. With treatment, the first sign of symptoms, most people recover without problems. Do they have a place how to stay away from the spores? I don't mean to be involved with spores. Spores and molds and spores. I'm not into that. Anyway,
That's what's going on at CalCoastNews.com. I'm Bill Benneker reporting for this Friday. For this Friday, CalCoastNews.com. Thursday. I'm sorry. I forgot. It's Thursday. Thursday. Don't leave the room. It's Thursday.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
All right. I got the news here. We got so much news going on. And I want to do one thing here if I can find it. Okay, just give me a second. All right, that's all I wanted to see. Some. Gosh, where to start? I guess we should start with Isaac. I mean, what a mess. And here's what happened, and we didn't know this. Even some of the areas that had, even some of the $14 billion worth of money they spent, even in some of those areas, they had some problems, but not major. Where they had problems was, it's kind of like you have to build the walls high enough, and you have to make sure that they cover enough of an area. Because if you have less than that, it's kind of like, remember the walls in Titanic, the watertight doors that really weren't watertight because the water would go over the top? That. So in whatever this parish is, I'm not going to try to pronounce the name of the parish. Every place in Louisiana is a parish. They were the roof waters up to the roofs. And so they had what they call the Cajun Navy riding around in boats trying to save people. And so far, I haven't heard of any casualties so far. I haven't, but I could be wrong. But anyway, so apparently they're doing pretty good. So that's pretty good. Other parts of it, the weather's continuing where it is, and then some of it's headed north, of course. I mean, it's lingering where it is. Then it's headed northwest. And so actually what it's going to do is it's going to help some of the people that have had terrible drought for a while, and that's going to help them. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a break here because I don't know why I have this group of people standing outside the door. It's people I know, not like guests that I don't know. Maybe they're here to tell me something. That could happen. You never know. Maybe I could be in one of Dave Conlon's movies. He's just standing there smiling. Yes? Yes, don't worry. I'm on the air, but who cares? It's the talk is cheap. It doesn't really matter. Do you need to talk to me? Two things. One, my guests are here. Absolutely. I think I'm pretty clear next week.
Okay, I'll speak to him and get back.
Yeah. Try Thursday for a week. Yeah, go ahead and bring the people back. I'm sorry. We do this as we sort of do it. We don't have a system for this. I just realized I should have some kind of music that I go into like I do with Karen Vili and have some kind of special music that I go into. So as soon as the people appear at the door. I found something. I threw something up here real fast. I think maybe this will work for us. Okay. All right. But I don't know how long it's going to take. I don't know what the age of these people. I don't know how long it's going to take them to get back here. I have no idea. You can understand my dilemma sometimes. Because normally when Katie appears in the door, she Katie knows to say, I just nod, and Katie knows to have them come back. So that's just about it. Apparently Katie went to lunch, so everybody else was just running around trying to figure out what to do. I'm not sure. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and play this, and then we'll see if we can find out what the heck is going on out there. There we go. I've learned something just suddenly, that that Hawaiian music is much like early 50s rock and roll. The songs are like 2 minutes long. I'm stopping this now. Apparently we're waiting for a third person, which I didn't even know was coming. And now I got to figure out how I'm going to do that. But we'll be fine. And then we're going to talk to the people, because what we're talking about today is Aloha, today, tomorrow, and always. And it's a super big production. It's going to be at the Spanos Theater, and it's coming up. We're going to talk about that. And the 2008 performance sold out, so we're going to get your tickets right there. And so we're going to tell you all about it momentarily, soon, very, very, very soon. Let me see what else I have here. Let me see what else I have here to share with you today. I got stuff. I just don't know where it is. That's my problem. Okay, I got it now. All right, here we go. All right. I need to learn to talk and clear my throat a lot while this slow motion computer, you know, the battery operated computer, you know, finally gets around to saying, okay, I'm willing to kind of get involved now. Okay. Here was a story today, and I think it's worth talking about, when police shoot, because they shot really badly last week, or this earlier this week.
CNN.
Radio.
In the few seconds that it took to pull the trigger of a handgun, the lives of several innocent bystanders and two New York City police officers were changed forever. I'm CNN's Steve Kastenbaum. When two cops shot and killed a murder suspect outside the Empire State Building on the morning of August 24th, 9 innocent bystanders were wounded by bullets or bullet fragments from the officers' guns. In the aftermath of this kind of shooting, police are often criticized as being too anxious to reach for their guns in tense situations. But when cops make the decision to shoot someone, months of training is supposed to kick in like muscle memory. Afterwards, their actions are often questioned.
Let me ask you this, miss. Somebody pointed a gun at you and you had a gun in your pocket. What would you do? I think that answers the question.
That was New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg at a subsequent news conference responding to a reporter who asked if he still thought the officers did the right thing.
The police commissioners looked at it. They acted more than appropriately. I've seen the film. The guy turned, pointed his gun at the two police officers, and you can really ask that question after that?
There's no safe way to have a shooting on 34th Street and 5th Avenue, because no matter how well trained the police are, armed confrontations are always risky, always dangerous.
That's Eugene O'Donnell, a professor of law and police studies at John Jay College of Criminal Justice in New York.
The video proves that they only had a few seconds to confront that individual, but with cover not available, with no other option, with this gun being pointed straight at these police people, that was what caused them to fire him.
So it was shoot or potentially be shot. But O'Donnell says there are still rules to abide by.
Police are not allowed to recklessly endanger people, but they are allowed to protect their own lives and the lives of others.
Those two rules present a conflict that an officer has just a second or two to think about before pulling the trigger. Sanford Rubinstein is a New York attorney. He's often one of the first people to raise questions about incidents like the one outside the Empire State Building. He's represented the families of victims of several police shootings.
Even the police guidebook calls for police officers in situations when they're using deadly force not to unnecessarily endanger innocent persons. The question becomes, is that what happened here?
With 9 innocent bystanders wounded, he thinks it is appropriate to question the actions of the cops.
So the question becomes, are police officers trained adequately to prevent the collateral damage to innocent victims?
Police shootings like this aren't limited to the streets of New York. In March, 4 people were wounded in Wichita, Kansas, when cops got into a shootout with a man who pulled out a gun on a crowded street. In October, police in Ventura County, California, got into a gun battle with a man during a car chase on busy highways. 2 bystanders were wounded. John Negus is a former New York City police sergeant.
You're always taught to try to be cognizant of what's behind what you're shooting at as best you can. So if you had, you know, a solid object, you know, that would stop the bullet, that's all theory. But in reality, you have no choice.
Negus now works at the International Protection Group, a security firm here in New York. He spent many years training officers on how and when to use their weapons. This case may seem like a cut-and-dry decision. You're looking down the barrel of a gun. Shoot first or be shot. But Negus says it's not so simple.
Because there's so many other things. You're always taught, if you're going to take your gun out, what's the circumstances? What's the justification? Can you get involved? What you're going to do? But when somebody pulls a gun, it's self-preservation. What happens is you have a physiological reaction. You're probably going to get an adrenaline dump. So you're a little bit panicky, and they always tell you, get off the X, try to move for cover.
All that analysis, all that decision-making can only happen in 1 or 2 seconds. After a police shooting like this, invariably someone says police officers are trigger-happy. Negus says it's quite the opposite. Most officers never even unholster their weapon during an entire career.
It's a massive decision. It's critical and it's career-changing from that point on.
New York's mayor and police commissioner said it was a justified use of deadly force, but the two officers were stripped of their guns and treated almost as if they were criminal suspects. A Manhattan grand jury is looking at evidence from the shooting. It's up to the jurors to determine whether the shooting was indeed justified. Their decision will not only affect the two officers, it'll have an impact on any lawsuits brought against the city by the 9 innocent bystanders who were wounded on that day. Steve Kastenbaum, CNN.
Then you gave me love I can't describe. At Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath, we're all about improving your life. When you remodel your kitchen or bath, we want to make sure that you get exactly what you want. A fabulous spa-like bathroom with a walk-in shower, invigorating shower heads, and state-of-the-art faucets. Maybe your dream is a beautiful country farmhouse sink. Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath has the fixtures. You have the dreams.
Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath, behind Trader Joe's in San Luis Obispo.
Morning, gentlemen. Want to hear our specials?
Sure.
First, we have the seafood special. It's been sitting around here for a week. We're known around these parts for our food poisoning.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. It's called A1C, a simple blood test that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. To find out more, go to www.diabetesa1c.org. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
And now a weather update. Winds out of the south-southeast at 9 miles an hour.
Citizens of America, this is a message from feedthepig.org. Do not be alarmed. We are here to help you save yourself. According to public records, Americans spent more money than they earned in 2005. This is the first negative savings rate in the U.S. since the Great Depression. America, we must change our behavior. We need to stop spending every dime we earn and start feeding the pig. We must start putting away a piece of our paycheck. On the 1st and the 15th, we must pay ourselves before we pay anyone or anything. We must make a budget. And yes, even consider cutting up a credit card. And we must tell a friend to do the same. America, to start moving in the right direction, we must start a movement. Join us at feedthepig.org. Find the benefits of saving for every stage of life. Log on to feedthepig.org today.
And for more traffic updates, brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Hello, Bill Benica, talking sheep. Friends and Neighbors Network, 1340 KYNS, your news station. And yes, I have two of the three guests that are sitting there. I didn't know three were coming. The three were supposed to come, but now I have third, and we're waiting on that person. But they may be coming from Hawaii, so it could take a while. So we'll find out. I mentioned the story earlier when I got on the air about one in three drink early in pregnancy. Here's what they're going to do. They're going to have a booze awareness if you're pregnant thing, don't do it thing. And it's going to be all over the place. And it's going to be on the 9th of September. So it's the symbolizing the 9th day of the 9th month of pregnancy. But that's not when the women are drinking. So I don't understand that. The women are drinking the first trimester, which is really bad. That's the really bad time because you make your kid wacky and whatnot. Anyway, it doesn't lead to good things. You've seen, what is it called? Alcohol syndrome, infant alcohol syndrome. Anyway, you know, the kids don't look right and they don't act right. Okay, so you don't want that. So you shouldn't do. Now, the problem is, I don't know, it takes a little while before you find out you are pregnant. But at that point, I think the fetus is just, you know, itty-bitty. But then as soon as you know, you should stop. All right. We had a skateboarder and a pickup collide in San Luis Obispo neighborhood. The lad, a 22-year-old Cal Poly student, was going along on Grove Street, and apparently he didn't stop at Mill Street at the stop sign, and a pickup truck was coming the other way, and kablooey. He hit the pickup truck hard enough that it actually injured the driver. It might have broken the driver's jaw, which leads to all kinds of wonderment here. Was the window down? Was the window up? I mean, what would have happened that might have happened anyway? So anyway, they're not giving the name of the person on the skateboard. Here's the thing that is kind of interesting to me, because it's like we're, a skateboarder. Okay, let me see some injuries while skateboarding. Can I say this? And I don't want to pick a nit here, but I don't know that to ride a skateboard is skateboarding. I think you can use a skateboard as a mode of transportation, in which case you're on a skateboard or using a skateboard. But it's not skateboarding leads one to think of, you know, people are doing fancy tricks and what all that like that. I'm just saying that's just how I look at it. And I'm an old dude. So I'm trying to, you know, reach back into my early days. And when we made a skateboard out of a board and my sister's roller skates. Boy, did that not work worth a darn. All right. Now, so here's the other thing that's going on. So Paul Ryan, of course, has a big speech at the GOP convention. Yeehaw, yeehaw. And that's as much as I'm reporting on that. Let's do some gossipy stuff. You know, I'm biding my time here. I'm trying to realize I'm buying time is what I'm saying. Because I don't know exactly what's going on with the guests. The Walker Art Center, a well-regarded museum of modern art in Minneapolis today, is presenting its first Internet Cat Video Music Festival to showcase the best filmed feline hijinks. Walker programmers got about 10,000 submissions for the festival. They whittled down to 70 videos to be shown on an outdoor screen at the museum's grounds. So I assume somebody will, you know, surreptitiously film it and put it on YouTube. So be looking for the performing cats. All right. So I think we have the ladies here. So we're gonna get back in the Hawaiian mode here, and then we'll be talking to our guests.
This is a wedding day.
here with Bill Benica, and this is Talk Is Cheap. And we are getting into the swing of things right here because we have a big Hawaiian event coming up at the Spanos Theater called Aloha Today, Tomorrow, and Always. My guests are Sylvia, Mona, and Pauline. And I thank you ladies for being here today, and I'm glad you're here.
Welcome.
Glad everybody made it. All right, cool. Now, here's what's interesting. Now, do you have a Hawaiian background at all? Is part of you part Hawaiian?
No, I'm not.
But you two obviously are.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's interesting. How many Hawaiian people are in San Luis Obispo? A bunch?
There's a bunch of Hawaiian people, but there's a bunch of Hawaiian at heart people.
Oh, well said. Very well said. There's those of us that have visited the islands one way or another. You're right, because we all like to go back. Now, let's talk about this wonderful event. It's called Aloha Today, Tomorrow, and Always. And so somebody just dive in and talk about the event and what's going on.
All right. Well, it's an event that we hope will stimulate some interest in the Hawaiian culture. It's our goal to increase awareness mm-hmm. of this beautiful culture and to preserve and perpetuate this rich and beautiful, the rich and beautiful traditions of the Hawaiian people. And we hope to also increase the number of students that we have learning hula, whether they are 4 years old or 84 years old, to increase that base here.
Where are people learning hula? Is it being taught at Pali?
It's being taught in different locations throughout the county.
Okay.
As far south as, Santa Barbara County there in Santa Maria. And up in Los Osos, San Luis Obispo, Pismo Beach, we have a pretty broad coverage. But people don't know. It's kind of the underground culture.
But you know what's interesting? I mean, here's what we all, because I'm one of these guys that vaguely knows about Hawaiian dancing. I like lots of people. I go, okay, I went to Hawaii, went to a luau. They dance, and the motions and the things they do mean things. You're actually speaking as you're dancing. What's interesting to me about Hawaiian dancing, I thought, is Hawaiian dancing elicits the idea of beauty to me. It's very graceful and very beautiful, whereas a lot of old guys, I don't know what's with them, you know what I mean? A lot of old guys are into this belly dancing affair, you know, which has never quite dawned on me the right way, I guess. But this is a very different, it's a very whole different idea as far as culturally that this is how Hawaiians evolve their music and their dance. And so this show at the Spanos Theater, let's mention a time so we can get people on the ball here. September 15th, that's a Sunday, yes?
Saturday.
I was only off by one day. September 15th, and there's two shows, a matinee at 3 p.m. and a evening show at 7 p.m. And we'll give you more about the tickets and all that stuff, but let me start with that. So just know that it's September 15th from 3 p.m. At matinee and 7 p.m. in the Spanos Theater, which is just behind, I guess you'd say, the Performing Arts Center. I've been to quite a few things at the Spanos Theater. It's a very nice venue and probably the perfect size for what you're doing, I would think. So now here's one of the things you said. There's going to be some different things going on. There's going to be sights, sounds, music, ancient and contemporary hula. So there's going to be hula dancing, but it's more than that because there's going to be what else? There's going to be singing?
Well, why don't I start?
You start. This is Sylvia. You start, Sylvia.
We're starting with ancient kahiko. Well, actually, that's redundant. Kahiko is ancient. That's hula from its roots. So we're going to be presenting chanting, drumming. Hula, like most people, have never seen before in this area. Most people are accustomed to the hula, the more modern hula, beautiful in itself, but Pauline is going to tell you more about that. So we'll have our dancers singing and chanting, which is another thing that people are not accustomed to. So we're presenting hula as it was taught hundreds and hundreds of years ago, being passed down kumuhula to kumuhula.
So this is interesting because a lot of traditional dances and dancing that takes place in various countries, it doesn't evolve. You know, whatever it started out as, it stays at. But what you're saying, though, is Hawaiian music and chant and dances evolve somewhat and is changing, which is very interesting. Is it because of all the turistas or what happened? Why is it?
Well, it has to change with the generations so that you can keep the interest with the young people that are coming up. So was tradition stays tradition, but it also has grown, even in the chants where...
Tell me there's no rap hula.
No rap. No. But, you know, a long time ago in storytelling, Hawaiians did not write their history down. It was all done
verbally,
by memory,
yeah,
through chanting and song. And with ancient hula, the only instrument that was used, if there was any instrumentation, was a percussion instrument called the ipu, which is the gourd, the water gourd.
And that was it.
And that was it.
How interesting.
And everything was done by memory. Genealogy, ali'i, about the plants, and all their stories that they want to carry on throughout the generations.
Wow. So if I said to you, is there someone that's roaming the earth right now who's Hawaiian that is probably the best versed in Hawaiian history through music and dance? Is there a person that everyone says that's the person?
There are many.
Okay. No, that's interesting. I didn't know.
Yeah.
So there's nobody that's kind of at the top of the heap for some reason. There's just a lot of people that are, I assume they're older, that
yes,
know most
yeah
of the stuff.
Well,
yeah,
like there are many stories in many areas. The teachers are from all over that covers the different regions of Hawaii.
See, this is interesting, you know, and I'm so glad we're having this conversation before this event, because what we're learning about right now is the complexity of the Hawaiian society and the different islands and the different things that happened and occurred, whereas, you know, you go to Hawaii and you pay $10 to go to a luau and you see a certain thing. And then you come away from Hawaii going, well, I guess that's how it works. But that's obviously not true at all. And so I think this idea of aloha today, tomorrow, and always is going to be a real great chance to say, let's find out beyond what I found out at the $10 luau,
absolutely,
you know, kind of a thing. And I think that's really a cool idea. That's really neat.
In addition, we're going to be having some educational displays in our lobby, and our whole performance, our whole presentation for those 2 hours will be discussing Hawaiian history, and it'll be quite an eye-opener for anybody who attends.
Well, people, is it going to be interactive with the audience? Will you have a time when people can talk or ask questions?
Well, not so much during the performance, but certainly in our lobby where we'll be having displays.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm really cool. All right, once again, this is Aloha Today, Tomorrow, and Always. It's going to be at the Spanos Theater on Saturday. This is on September 15th, on a Saturday, the middle of the month, and it's only a couple weeks away, really. And then, it's 2 weekends away, right? Yeah, it's 2 weekends away.
Yeah.
3 p.m. is the matinee show, and 7 p.m. is the evening show. Tickets available at the Performing Box Office, Performing Arts Center Box Office, and the number for them is 756-4849. That's 756-4849, or you can go to hulaslo.org. That's H-U-L-A. SLO.org, and there's information there. I won't try to give out a lot of phone numbers and everything because nobody can remember all this.
Right.
But you can look up the number of the box office, the Performing Arts Center, and you can remember this hula, SLO.org. And so that's the best way to get tickets. Now, you guys sold out in 2008.
We did.
Wow.
So very surprising. And, of course, we were very pleased.
Yeah, I would say. No, that's really cool because that theater, that's a good-sized theater. The Spanos Theater, you know, if you
yes,
pack
that
thing.
Yes, that's where we're offering another show. And so we're hoping, you know, families from, and we do have families from as far away as the Bay Area and Southern California coming. So we hope everyone.
To perform?
To watch.
Oh, just to watch?
Yes.
Well, how cool is that? All right, how wonderful. We always like the tourist dollar when they come into town. I throw that in for the Chamber of Commerce. You know. All right, now. We were going to talk about what else about modern or what you're going to talk
yes
about. Something.
The second half of the show would be awana or modern day hula. As in a protocol in a Hawaiian show, kahiko will always come first, which is the ancient hula. Then the modern day hula will follow after that. In modern day hula, we're speaking, you'll see the ukulele, the guitar, the steel guitar, and the bass player. And what everybody normally sees at a hula show, although most of the tourists think of hula dancers in hula skirts,
right,
grass
right
skirts, and
right
coconut bras
right
and stuff.
Yeah.
But hula has really changed. You'll see beautiful dresses. The costuming has changed a lot. So
now, let me ask you a question because this is interesting. So you mentioned this particular instrument. I don't play it or have anything to do with it, but I wonder how long ago it was introduced into Hawaiian music, and that's the steel guitar. Now, if I had to guess, I could be totally wrong. I'm going to guess it was probably the 40s or 50s. But is it newer than that?
I would say that's a good guess.
I think that's probably that's kind of when it first became popular in country music, you know, or started. No, that's not right. It just started to be used in country music, you know, and then it's gained a lot of popularity. But now, when you think of Hawaiian music in your own mind, I think you certainly hear steel guitar in it. So what's fascinating is the older, and ancient. I'm going to use the word ancient. You guys have Hawaiian, ancient. I've never been good at languages. Ancient hula, and I think this is going to be fascinating. I really do. And this is going to be strictly like with a gourd.
Yeah.
All right. So it'll be strictly with the gourd, the way it was originally done, and that's just a hoot. So that's really cool. Once again, September 15th, Spanos Theater, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. And you really want to go and this is going to be so in depth and historical beyond anything you've probably experienced with Hawaiian music and dance that I think it's really neat. And the idea of costuming, because of course the stereotype is exactly the grass skirt and a coconut bra, and the cartoons didn't help that either, by the way. You know, all the old Fleischer cartoons. You know, if you look back at Popeye and whatever, that was it. So it's interesting. Because that's been an image that's survived for quite a while. It's, in people's minds. It's really kind of lasted a long time in people's minds. But because, again, of the stereotype that is presented in, be it film, be it cartoons, be it literature, whatever the case may be. And it's a lot easier for someone that doesn't know anything about it to stereotype it than it is to find out about it. And I mean that sincerely. There are people that, say, I want to find out all the background of something. There's other people that say, yeah, this is good enough for what I'm going to do in my book. Or my movie, or whatever the case may be, and that's so. This is very interesting. I think it's going to be really cool.
And how great this is to be able to select, the 3 o'clock show, 7 o'clock show.
Yeah,
so
that's nice.
Something
that's nice
for everybody.
Yeah, I usually go to matinees when I go to shows. I usually go to matinees. So, but people that like to get out at 7 o'clock at night, it's past my bedtime when it's over. But they can get that done. So anyway, so there's two shows, which is really great, and. I encourage this performance and for you to see it. It just sounds totally fascinating to me. I think my wife and I are going to come to see it for sure. And it's Aloha today, tomorrow, and always. Once again, at the Spanos Theater. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
We'd like to finish off with a chant.
All right, we're going to finish off with a chant, and we're going to thank people for being here, Sylvia, Mona, and Pauline. Thank you very much for showing up today, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the event.
You're welcome.
Thanks. All right, good. Thank you.
Mahalo.
Welcome. Go ahead.
For us.
I'll let you chant.
No hoana ke akua I kana hele hele. Ai ala, ai ae, I ke ki ohu ohu o ka ua koko. E nā kino malu o ka nā hele hele, e malu hoi. Noho oe e laka I kō kuahu, o mā kono, o mā kono, o mā kono e. Thank you.
Night and you and blue Hawaii. The night is heavenly and you are heaven to me.
I'm Jim Taylor. A dam in southwest Mississippi by the Louisiana border in danger of failing. WWL-TV reporter Monica Hernandez.
You know right now that about 60,000 people are under a mandatory evacuation order. That also includes the town of Kentwood.
Controlled release of water right now underway. Whitney Rawlings, mayor of Macomb, Mississippi, near the dam.
It is a earthen dam which has a concrete spillway and also has a valve that they can open to, you know, bleed water off the lake as well.
Right now, levee intentionally breached in Plaquemines Parish, Louisiana. Isaac's rain still falling, power still out for as many as a million customers.
Officials say nearly half of the state of Louisiana lost electricity, and New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu says it's crucial the crews get the power flowing again.
If we can get the energy back on as soon as possible, a lot of things get a lot easier.
Entergy New Orleans CEO Charles Rice says they've brought in a caravan of more than 1,000 workers.
And most important job is to bring up the hospitals, get them back on the grid, then we will attack the largest areas first.
Government officials warn, however, it could be days before everybody's back up and running. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
This just in, New Orleans' dusk to dawn curfew is lifted. At the Republican National Convention this evening, before Mitt Romney takes the stage to accept his party's nomination, CBS News learning that actor-director Clint Eastwood will make an appearance. It's closed Justice Department inquiry into CIA interrogations of terrorist detainees. CBS's Pam Coulter.
Federal prosecutor John Durham's been investigating the deaths of two terror suspects held in Iraq and Afghanistan, but no criminal charges will be filed because officials concluded there was not enough evidence to obtain a conviction. In 2009, Attorney General Eric Holder announced the department would not prosecute anyone who had acted in good faith, so the review focused on whether the CIA used unauthorized interrogation procedures and whether they violated torture statutes.
The suspected shooter in the Colorado movie massacre before acceptance at Colorado University, James Holmes, denied admission to the University of Iowa graduate program. Details from reporter Rick Salinger with CBS TV station KCNC.
The message on James Holmes by one professor was blunt: do not offer admission under any circumstances. Another wrote, I agree, don't admit. No explanation was provided in the documents released by the University of Iowa. They were written following an interview Holmes had on the campus in January of last year.
Guitarist Eddie Van Halen undergoing emergency surgery, treating a severe bout of diverticulitis. Surgery forcing postponement of the band's tour of Japan. A full recovery expected in 4 to 6 months, at which time tour dates will be rescheduled. Down day on Wall Street, the Dow loses 106 points, closes at 13,000. This is CBS News.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money is no fun.
Cops are out there cracking down on drunk driving all across the country. And they'll see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Right now, get Labor Day savings at the Home Depot with 10% off select special order Anderson windows and patio doors. Savings like that put Anderson's famous craftsmanship well within your reach. So reach out, come in, and save. The timing is perfect. And select special order Anderson windows and patio doors are 10% off. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 12th, U.S. only. See store for details.
It's a new world record. For a message in a bottle, 98 years in the ocean.
The bottle was tossed into the water June 10, 1914, by researchers at the Glasgow School of Navigation, one of hundreds of bottles designed to float near the seabed. Location of the returned bottles allowed researchers to map the undercurrents of the seas around Scotland. Over the past 97 years, 315 of the bottles have been found, each containing a note asking the finder to record the date and precise place it was picked up and return it for a reward of sixpence, the equivalent of a U.S. dime in a bottle. Gary Nunn, CBS News.
7-year-old Texas boy who died during a Southern California vacation was killed by flesh-eating bacteria. San Diego County Medical Examiner's Office says Tavita Alatani died on July 10th after the infection spread to muscle tissue. There is no word on how he might have contracted the infection. I'm Jim Taylor, CBS News.
What does hope look like? It looks like people with type 1 diabetes, whether diagnosed at 3 or 33, they hope for a future without worry. I'm Mary Tyler Moore, and I have type 1 diabetes too. The Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation is accelerating the crucial research that represents the hope for a cure. With your help, we'll find it. Please call 1-800-533-CURE or go to jdrf.org today.
Right now, get Labor Day savings at the Home Depot with 10% off select special order Anderson windows and patio doors. Savings like that put Anderson's famous craftsmanship well within your reach. So reach out, come in, and save. The timing is perfect. And select special order Anderson windows and patio doors are 10% off. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 12th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Keep thinking about how little rainfall we've gotten this season, and I know we're right on the edge of drought conditions.
You're right, Kelly. That's why at Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath, we emphasize the importance of water conservation by featuring environmentally friendly products.
The store has an unbelievable selection of showerheads that offer everything from needle jet sprays to soft, soothing raindrops. And let me guess, the shower heads can reduce water usage.
You got it.
So that's why we're letting people know that the store is the low-flow toilet specialist in Flo County.
Yep, our low-flow toilets can save folks 25% on their water bill. But that's just part of the story, Kelly.
Are you going to tell them the other part of the story about when you got stuck under the kitchen sink trying to install a low-flow faucet?
Kelly.
Dad.
Kelly.
Dad.
For the finest selection of environmentally friendly premium kitchen and bath fixtures, shop at Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath, behind Trader Joe's, San Luis Obispo.
Hello, Central Coast. Charter Telephone is now available in your neighborhood, and now's the time to enjoy the savings for yourself.
Hello, simplicity.
There's no new equipment to buy. You use the same phone and phone jacks, and of course you keep the same home phone number.
Hello, savings.
Charter Telephone includes unlimited nationwide calling, so it's just as easy to call across town as it is across the country.
Hello, value.
Our plans come with 10 of the most popular features, including caller ID and call waiting. It's like your current phone service in every way, only better. And when you bundle Charter Telephone with Charter Digital Cable and high-speed internet, the savings only get better with one low monthly bill. So what are you waiting for? Answer the call. Charter Telephone is here. Find out more at charter.com or call 1-866-608-4134. Service is not available in all areas. Unlimited long-distance calling includes U.S., Canada, and Puerto Rico. Restrictions apply. Offer ends 12/31/07. Call 1-866-608-4134 for details.
Oh, no.
98 Degrees, the group. That's from their LP, 98 Degrees and Rising. Here with Bill Benneke, Talk is Cheap, Friends and Neighbors Network. Thanks for joining me on this Thursday. And I certainly enjoyed having the Hawaiian ladies in here and talking about Hawaiian stuff. I think that's going to be very, very interesting. I really do. I'm looking forward to going. Let me see what else we have to talk about today that I want to tell you right away. Well, let's do this story here first. Let's just go to this thing. We'll see how long it takes to work. But here's the deal. Here's a 100-year-old guy backed into a bunch of school kids. And so they ask the guy, you know, at the end of this, they say, well, do you think you're too old to be? He's actually 101. He'll be 101 this week, next week. Anyway, so here's the story. It's really weird. Well, it's more tragic than weird.
What happened?
How did it break for you?
Your brakes failed?
I believe.
How'd you wind up on the sidewalk?
It's out of control.
He said he couldn't stop. He didn't see the children. And when I asked him how old he was...
101.
No, you're not 101.
That's right.
Now, come on. He's 101?
Yes, sir. September 5th, 1911.
Not quite 2:30, the Main Street Elementary was done for the day. A number of students were directly across the street. The principal... in full view of them when he saw this man backing up.
Nine of those were children and two of them were adults.
As the ambulance carted the injured away, it was first believed that some were in critical condition. Turned out to be not true. None of the injuries life-threatening. In fact, the children were lucky by the fact that Preston Carter, in reverse, was not going that fast. And Preston Carter, who will be 101 next week, said he just couldn't stop the car. They were driving.
Yes, sir.
And the brakes failed.
That's
it. You know, you hit a lot of kids.
Well, you know, I'm sorry about that. I wouldn't do that for nothing on earth.
All right.
I wouldn't.
I'm not saying you did. I'm just saying that's what
happened. Well, you can. Okay.
Well, did anybody tell you you shouldn't be driving?
My sympathy is for them.
Did anybody tell you you're too old to drive?
I ain't too old to drive.
You're 101?
Okay. They give me the license.
There you go. They gave me the license. Okay, well... just keep on driving, bud. Yeah, other things going on today. In a world gone somewhat insane all the time. We try to stay centered here. We try to stay somewhere centered, if it's possible. I have a problem playing this video. Try again. We're not going to try again. We're just going to say go away. And thank you. And wait a minute. Never mind. All right, now here was another study they did. That's kind of because we have studies. Everybody has studies. I don't know how these people keep coming up with money for these studies. I don't know. I guess they're getting it from the government. But I don't know. It's just driving me crazy. But here's the deal. So they studied severe diets and whether or not they prolong life. They studied monkeys, and it doesn't prolong your life to have a really restricted diet of calories to keep your caloric intake down to excess, which is bad news for supermodels, you know, because they might have thought, well, you know what, I'm not eating, you know, like a burger or nothing. So, a piece of bark and a piece of grass. So, I mean, we have a little more gossipy news here. A Mexico corrections officer say an inmate escaped his jail cell by breaking a window bar with a razor blade, popsicle sticks, and other materials. Now, this is a steel bar. The guy actually somehow got through. It took him, how long did they say? It took him 5 months of working on this one bar over his window to get out. And he finally got through this bar. I don't know how. Anyway, and then he was climbing down from the second story on a sheet, and partway down he changed his mind, decided he didn't want to escape after all. He was probably shinning down, thinking, okay, where's my next hot coming from? Okay. I have no money. I have no place to get food. I'm nothing. I got a funny-looking costume on. I think I better climb back up and just do my time. So that's what he did. Yoko Ono and Sean Lennon there, and along with Mark Ruffalo, Lady Gaga, Paul McCartney, Alec Baldwin. You know what our new protest du jour is? Fracking. So they're not happy with the fracking. So they're all out there fracking around and doing a thing. And then Holly Madison, who has something to do with, I don't know who Holly Madison is, but she has something to do with Playboy, and she was on a reality show called Peep Show. I have no idea. She's pregnant. So in case you know who she is and you're happy for her, I just want you to be happy for her. Thank you. And Kim Kardashian has settled a lawsuit against Old Navy claiming the clothing retailer violated her public publicity rights by using a lookalike in an ad. Kardashian sued over the spot in July 2011, claiming the company's use of a model who looked like her might confuse consumers about her actual endorsements. No details about the settlement were filed with the court. She should have gone for an endorsement deal, which maybe she got. I have no idea. We don't know. It was, they didn't tell us. It was out of court. Okay. They didn't tell us. There's something I want to get to today. Big time. All right, here it is. Book on the Bin Laden raid contradicts official U.S. account. Details of killing raise questions on whether terrorist leader was a threat to Navy SEALs. So this is under the pen name. It's called No Easy Day. It's coming out the 11th. It's under pen name Mark Owen, whose actual name is Matt Bissonnette, who's 36 years old. So, and they've confirmed he was directly behind the point man as they went in. So let me tell you what the story is, and then you can spare me going out and buying the book. I'm going to encourage everybody on the internet. I'm going to say here, I'm going to go on my email. Say, please, don't buy this man. Don't encourage people to do, you know, things that are totally in violation of what their oaths are and their and what's expected of them. So he basically said the biggest difference was that what happened was is that we're going up this narrow stairwell. Osama bin Laden looked over the side, you know, looked over a railing, and they shot him in the head right then. He ended up in his room. He wasn't dead yet. He was, you know, his the two women were around him, and he was flip-flopping and flapping and flipping. And so they shot him in the chest a couple times. And so that differs with the other story. And then they found an, he said there was an unloaded AK-47 unloaded pistol. But like I said, we have to get over this naivete thing and say, well, we were going to try to capture him alive. Because we weren't. We weren't going to try to capture him alive. We just weren't. And then there was another story, I think it was in yesterday's paper, about we missed the boat on, this was really interesting, well, it depends on how you look at it, I suppose. We missed the boat on bin Laden a long time ago. This is back in, I think they said, 1999. Let me see, yep, 1999. In late 1999, 2 years before the 9/11 terrorist attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people, a group of Afghan agents loyal to an anti-Taliban guerrilla leader proposed assassinating Osama bin Laden. All they wanted was the $5 million reward from the Clinton administration. The CIA rejected it, however, and said, we do not have a license to kill. So they said they knew what house he was going to be in, when he was going to be, what his whole itinerary was for a few days. And sure enough, it turned out that's exactly where he went. But we got in this thing about saying, well, we have to, this is what they said, we have to capture bin Laden safe and sound so he can stand trial and be sentenced legally, the officers were saying, the CIA officer said, which, as it turns out, of course, wasn't going to be the case anyway. So that's why I brought it up to you today. Just kind of weird to me. But okay. I guess having been in service or whatever, I just find it so offensive when somebody does such a thing. I just hopefully I'm going to say this honestly. I hope he violates some law, and they have to arrest him. You just don't make money in a way you're not supposed to make money. That's my opinion, and that's how a lot of people would feel about the same thing. So a little weird. I have something, and I apologize for this. I have something running somewhere, and I have the faintest idea what it is or why it's running. Because the last thing I tried to play said, you can't play that. Benica, here it is, right? There was a problem playing this video. So it says, you want to go to the next video or try again? I just clicked it away and said, let's not go to anything. But we can try again. I don't even know what the story was anymore. No, that's another story about the guy, the old guy that ran the kids. I wasn't going to do two of those. So there's just no way of knowing. It's easier just to start over, you know what I mean? Just have it go away and start over. If you can get it to go away, that's the big thing right there. OK. Because I was trying to, you know, this is why I probably wouldn't play, too. I was trying to play Dr. Ruth's advice on sexual happiness because, you know, she's now 175 herself. And so that would be interesting to hear what she had to say. Now, here, I don't watch, and I, again, I'm just not interested in reality shows. I have enough reality of my own. And so to go and watch somebody else's reality, I suppose it can make me feel better, you know, about my reality. I don't know what it would be. But I don't, I'm just not compelled to watch these things. I don't watch police shows, and I'm not compelled. I watch a funny show every now and then, you know. But anyway, but here's here's a Honey Boo Boo. Do you know who that is, Honey Boo Boo? We'll find out more about her in just a sec here because we're going to play the story of Honey Boo Boo. I hope.
CNN.
Radio.
You better recognize.
That's Alana Thompson, a.k.a. Honey Boo Boo, in an interview with CNN. The 7-year-old little girl from Georgia stars in her own TLC series after becoming popular on another show, Toddlers and Tiaras. Writer Loretta Hannon, who grew up not too far from the little pageant queen, just had to go and pay a visit.
Here comes Honey Boo Boo, a new reality show that has become a sensation and sparked fierce debate. Thousands of viewers disapprove of this rural Georgia family and its way of life. They accuse them of inbreeding, child abuse, and overconsumption of processed foods. I recently decided to visit Honey Boo Boo and her family to see for myself. I must say that my worst suspicions were confirmed. Here's what I found. A shocking abundance of love among all the family members. A mother who is bright, stable, and self-aware. A little girl brimful of self-confidence, sweetness, sass, and cheer. A father who is present, engaged, and supportive. As I suspected, Honey Boo Boo and her clan are my people. I come from that area of Georgia. I grew up by the train tracks just like them. And their values and flaws are my values. Some of those are authenticity, resourcefulness, humor, and trying to learn from bad choices. We don't value physical perfection or designer fashion, and we don't give a damn what you think of us. We are free of that bondage, and that makes some of you mighty uncomfortable. I chuckle when I hear comments about how poor this family is. Compared to many, they are upper middle class. Dad has a solid job and a nice truck in addition to a work truck. They live in a house, not a caved-in single-wide. Honey Boo Boo has more sparkly heels than entire villages of drag queens. I think your reaction to Honey Boo Boo depends on where you're coming from and where you've been. This dialogue is oozing with class snobbery and better-than-thou judgment that folks don't even detect in themselves. But plenty of others adore the show, partly because it's more real than anything calling itself a Kardashian. The best part of my visit with Honey Boo Boo was when we read together. She is advanced for her age and took pride in flaunting her ability with words. I can't predict her future, but compared with many of my people, she's far ahead in the game. Why? Because she understands her inner worth, and she already has proof that her dreams are well within reach.
Loretta Hannon is author of the book The Cracker Queen, a memoir of a jagged, joyful life.
Hey, there's something new at Red Dirt Coffee. It's the Tropical Infusion, a refreshing, all-natural, organic green tea infused 100% fruit juice like pineapple and mango with no sugar added. Did you know Red Dirt Coffee House now delivers? Call in your order ahead of time and they will have your order ready for you, or you can have it delivered to your home or office. Red Dirt Coffee offers organic coffees, shade-grown, fair trade, serving only the finest quality coffee. Red Dirt Coffee also serves delicious food items all day long. For breakfast, try their breakfast burrito with Hawaiian sausage or a hula wrap. Lunchtime offers scrumptious sandwiches like the Island Turkey Sandwich with melted provolone cheese on a croissant. Red Dirt Coffee has homemade soups daily, too. Red Dirt Coffee is sure to leave you happy with the aloha spirit. Open 7 days a week and until 11 p.m. Monday through Saturdays. Red Dirt Coffee at 1452 East Grand Avenue in Arroyo Grande in the Applebee Shopping Center.
At Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath, we're all about improving your life. When you remodel your kitchen or bath, we want to make sure that you get exactly what you want. A fabulous spa-like bathroom with a walk-in shower, invigorating shower heads, and state-of-the-art faucets. Maybe your dream is a beautiful country farmhouse sink. Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath has the fixtures. You have the dreams.
Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath, behind Trader Joe's in San Luis Obispo.
One of the most common places you may encounter noise is at home. Noise-induced hearing loss can occur from prolonged exposure to everyday household items, such as lawn equipment, power tools, toys, MP3 players, stereos, TV sound systems, appliances such as blenders, hand mixers, and food processors, also hair dryers. Listening to these items longer than 30 minutes at loud levels can be dangerous. Have your loved one's hearing checked today. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Karen Scott Hearing Aids and Audiology.
Dan, 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 true to your heart. Anyway, 98 degrees, I thought I'd throw that in today. Just get out of test drive and see what I thought. Okay. Now, you're with Bill Mack at Talk is Cheap, Friends and Neighbors Network on 1340 KYNS, your news station for this Thursday. Tomorrow, we will have Karen Veely at noon 05-ish, and then Jim D. at 1:05-ish, and they'll be in. And we'll do CalcoastNews.com Week in Review, and then we'll also have our theater thing. was that hard, Bill? Was that hard? No, our theater thing. Okay, so that'll be the thing that's coming up there. So I have that. So I hope you'll join me tomorrow, because it should be a good day. It should be interesting. Because there's all kinds of stuff going on. There's lots of people out there. There's just things. Anyway. Okay, here's let's do a little local stuff here. We've got to get to that. And one of the big stories in today's paper is that Davison's Furniture, which has been around 81 years on Hygera Street, is closing its doors. Mum's the word on why. They're not saying. Building is owned by Bud and Wanda Davidson. Now, what's going to happen to part of the store is the whole store, as far as furniture is kaput. They could just be retiring, you know. They could just say, fine, we're done with it. But who knows? But here's the thing. They're moving a Halloween store that's going to last for 3 months into part of the building. And that's owned by some people that own a thing in the North County called... this is called Simply Halloween, and up in the North County, it's World of Magic, that's owned by this same family. Anyway, so they're going to be in there for 3 months. So you should be able to get a good costume, which is good news, I'd say, you know. And then and a mask and fun stuff, I bet. Some fun, like, you know, Halloween stuff. So that was my idea there. All right. Other things happened locally. They had a big, huge turtle. Some environmental groups were saying, you know what, these effects that we have on sea life and stuff, and they had a big 25-foot blow-up turtle that was down in the Pacific Ocean. It was in Avila. So they had it down in Avila. And the idea, the little kids around it, they're loving the guy. But the whole point was saying that, you know, something we use for a few minutes, like a plastic bag, should not have to affect these animals. And it's interesting, when I was watching the pelicans in Avila Beach the other day in Port St. Louis, I saw two pelicans that had fishing line wrapped around their feet. Luckily, not both feet, I guess, but one foot. And so they have no way of getting it off. So then that's interesting, because Bill Moram has a column today, his column, Getting Rid of Doggone Beach Litter. Bill lives in Baywood, goes down and picks up trash on the beach just because he likes to do it. He just is like, it gives him a sense of satisfaction to say, okay, let's get this stuff off the beach. And so we have Beach Cleanup Day is coming up, by the way. And let me tell you when that is. Let me tell you for sure when that is. It's a Coastal Cleanup Day. It's from 9 a.m. to noon. And that's Saturday, September 15th. So from 9 a.m. to noon, you go and you clean up the beaches, and then at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you go to the Hawaiian concert at 7 o'clock at night. So that's what you're doing on the 15th. I got your 15th pretty well lined up for you right there. Okay. So we got that covered. All right. There was two people were arrested, and the bomb squad was called in, and evacuations and everything, because they found a pipe bomb when they probed a search of in a home of near a village of Rio Grande. They removed the bomb and exploded it. Anyway, officers evacuated the house as well as the house on either side and shut down the street until the bomb squad removed the thing. Officers arrested Michael Freon, 39, and Daniel Mary Grimes, 33, on suspicion of possession of methamphetamine. They're investigating the pair's possible involvement with a pipe bomb. When we were young youths in Utes and Jersey, we built a pipe bomb. But our intent was not to cause damage with it. It was just to see how loud a bang you could make. So we had, it was an old abandoned quarry up in the northern part of the town that I lived in. And so we went up there, and this was actually fortuitous because we used a pipe that had a caps that screwed on the ends. And we bought 3 feet of cherry bomb fuse, and we timed out how long it would take, and we did the whole thing. Anyhow. But there was a big crack in what used to be an old water tower up there. The tower was gone, but the cement foundation was there. But there's a big crack that we could wedge that thing in there. So that sealed that thing, kind of close. So we lit the fuse, and we started running. And this was at night. It was just Saturday night. And so then we were running so far and fast, we thought, hey, you know what? We're not even going to hear the darn thing. So we stopped. So somewhere we said, okay, let's just wait and see what it does. Holy dump truck. Wow, that was like a stick of dynamite, I guess. Anyway, we went into town, everybody's talking about this incredible explosion. The cops are heading up there to find out what happened. All that. So you can have, what I'm saying is this, you can have a pipe bomb for fun, or you could be wanting to do something bad with it. When we weren't doing anything bad with it, we were just having fun. So, you have to find out intent, I think. I think it's only fair to know what it is. Guess what? The Central Coast Book and Author Festival say it's too much to organize, and they're going to shelve it for this year and next year, as far as they know. They say it's just too hard. The festival was canceled once before in 2008. People like past participants, Pay It Forward novelist Catherine Ryan Hyde, historical nonfiction writer Vicky Leone of Morro Bay, and Rube's cartoonist, the Ruben Aurora Grandy cartoonist, Jerry Scott, who writes Baby Blues and Zits, two that I always read. Anyway, and at last year's festival netted $8,000. And you can get Dave Congleton, I think. But anyway, but here's the thing. No, they're not going to cancel it right now. So they're not. You think of all the things. I cannot for the life of me, but it'll come to me. All of a sudden, it'll just be there. We used to have a Mexican celebration. La Fiesta? Was it La Fiesta? Yeah, La Fiesta Parade. We had a La Fiesta Parade. And a big La Fiesta Queens and all this La Fiesta stuff went on. That got canceled a while back because people weren't interested. This is where one of the things I found interesting about the Hawaiian music thing and how it's evolving with younger people, because, there's things that don't evolve. They don't change. And what happens is the only people at some point that really care about them anymore are people that are very old. They're hanging on to this tradition they've always had, but younger people could give a flying. So it's like... It makes a big difference, And I've often wondered, service organizations are having harder and harder times, Lions Club, all those people, getting young people to join up. I just don't think it has the same relevance as it did when, the Lions Clubs were going full force and all that in the 50s, 60s. I just don't think that, I don't think young people either have the time for it, really, or really care to do it, They'd rather be twittering and twattering and getting on the internet, I think. So, I don't know who's going to ride those. Who has little motorcycles? The Shriners. So I don't know the Shriners. I don't know. Eventually they'll be able to ride the little motorcycle. It's just a matter of changing with the times, I guess. This is funny. Can I tell you something? I love the chant they did. The ladies did the chant. This is what happens when you age yourself, when you date yourself at a radio station, and this is true. So she had brought in an iPod, and they were going to have me play a song off the iPod. As far as I know, unless I don't know, and I could be an idiot. I don't know. That probably would have worked. I said I'm not really set up for an iPod, but I think I'm wrong. I think I could have been set up for an iPod. Now I feel bad. I think I could have done it. But anyway, I think I could have played it. But it didn't matter. I said, no, I don't think I'm set up for that. So that's what I told him. So then that was the end of that. I'm looking at my board. Can I play an iPod in here? Nope, CD. I don't think I can play an iPod. I can play... No, I just don't think I can. That's it, I'm sorry. I don't think I can play an iPod at this point. I can hook a computer up to the speakers and up to the radio station so I can play something off a computer, which is what I do all the time, very unsuccessfully. And so that's what I do. Anyway, so that's what happened at that festival. They said, we're not going to do it because we're tired of it. Okay? And then the pipe bomb. And then what else is in here? San Luis Obispo has a new city clerk. You should know this. I haven't the faintest idea how to say her first name, though. M-A-E-V-E. Maeve? I have no idea. Kennedy Grimes. Mrs. Grimes was sworn in August 16th, but she was formally introduced at Tuesday city council meeting, so she's now our new clerk in person. All right. Other people in the news. Rosemary Rizzo, who I had the pleasure of knowing and dealing with at Cafe Roma, and she was 90 years old. She retired last year, but she was just a goer up until that time, and so she's passed away. And I have no idea who Kyla Jeanne Peach is, but she was only 24 years old. And that's too young, no matter what. Anything else in here? Homeless eviction, sad but needed, is what the Tribune has to say about what was happening up there in Morro Bay at Lila Kaiser Park. And they, you know, they said part of what they, when they had to remove 17 campsites in a sweep on Friday. The cleanup yielded a disgusting haul of garbage, including more than 10 buckets of human waste and 18 syringes. So the whole thing, we get back into the thing about there have been discussions about what can be done to improve services for the homeless. That's a start, but we hope the incident will be a catalyst to move from discussion to action. So what is it we're going to do about the homeless? And then there was a letter today that I understand something. I'm not against what they – I'm not against everything they do. I'm against certain policies, and but that's how I am with a lot of things in the city. That's the way I am. So here was a lady, Dinah Folk, I think it's F-O-C-H, and she says, talked about in the past few months we've seen a lot of news about homelessness in our community, especially about the services that are lacking, not so much about the services they provide. And that's a fair assessment. So they should know that they get hot breakfast, hot lunch. They provide an opportunity to take a shower, do laundry, get phone messages, as long as you're not parked on the street. However, many additional services are available at Prado, job placement, housing placement, substance abuse, help, medical and dental services, and others. So it ain't like we ain't doing anything. We just don't want the people camped on Prado Road. All right. Yeah. Bill Dineen wrote this letter. He's a wild character. And he wrote, not going to waste. Your perspective on food waste is a problem worth downsizing, mentions that Americans are wasting up to 40% of the country's food supply, and the average family tosses out 20 pounds per person per month. It is not mentioned if you have a pig, as I do, they love food waste, and they are part of my food supply. Now, Bill, most of us don't have a pig, but that's not the point. I'm still not buying this number, unless maybe Nancy and I are too frugal, I don't know. We don't throw out 20 pounds per person a month of food. Who can afford that? I don't care what kind of food it is. I don't care. You name it. I don't care what it is. Nobody. I'm not throwing out 20 pounds of food. That'd be 40 pounds of food the two of us would throw out in a month. There's not a way in the world. We don't even buy 40 pounds of food. How can we throw out 20? Well, that's just strange. I just don't understand those numbers. They don't make sense to me. I mean, I know other people. I don't see people just chucking food out like crazy. But maybe there's something I don't, there's some niche of the society that I don't know, or maybe some great huge portion of society that just says, you know what, I'm only going to eat one bite of this sandwich and throw the rest out. You know what, I'm only going to eat one bite of this piece, I'm going to throw the rest out. I don't see that as people doing that. So I'm still find those statistics a little bit bogus. I'm sorry, I'd have to see that somewhere else. Whatever you're buying, they're selling for more. And so they had an article today that was a perspective from the Chicago Tribune, specifically mentioning these new shoes that are going to come out. They're called the LeBron X Nike Plus basketball shoe. They're going to be $315 a pair. So Nike has set up kind of new rules about how the stores are going to sell them because they had riots the last time they had a shoe come out that cost $255 or whatever it was, and people were having riots. So and the weird part is the people that really buy these shoes the most are collectors. They don't ever wear them. They buy them. They stay in the box. And I guess at some point they're going to try to sell it for more money. I don't know. I'm not a shoe collector at $355 a pair, but $315, I mean. But anyway, maybe that's it. They say sports shoe sales were up 5 to 10% right now, and that's from last year. And so even if you buy, cheapest shoes you can find at Big Five, and believe me, they have a large selection of really cheap shoes. If you, the cheapest shoes you can find at Big Five, they're going to be more money than they were. So But then I have to say this. I mean, it's only fair to say to each his own. Do you know what I mean? Some people say, well, spending $315 for a pair of sneakers is nuts. I mean, a lot of people have all kinds of hobbies that other people might perceive as nuts. You know? Heavens knows. People spend a lot of money on all kinds of stuff that other people might say. Say what? Why do you do that? All right. So those are those two letters I wanted to share. The rest of this is all politics. The rest is all politics, which I don't want to get into. Just so much of it. Foreclosure sales fall sharply in the second quarter. Now, they're saying this, although this is kind of interesting. They're saying this because there's probably fewer homes. That's what they're saying. It boils down to supply and demand, limited supply and pretty strong demand, especially during the second quarter when live buyers come out of the woodwork and look to buy. As of last month, there were 1.47 million U.S. homes in some stage of the foreclosure process are owned by banks. So that's almost 1.5 million homes. Well, that's better than it was. I mean, that's for sure. You know, that's for sure. But no, it's not better than it was. It's worse. Because I remember when I thought the number 880,000 was beyond belief. So I don't know what this means. If you have 1.5 million homes that are going to have to, they're going to hit the market at a lesser price, it would seem. I don't know how that helps boost anything, but they say it is. Drivers are being hit with the biggest one-day jump in gasoline in 18 months, just as the last heavy driving week of the summer approaches. They're not saying how much. They're just saying, well, you'll know. You'll go to the pump and go, oh, my gosh. So if you can't, yeah, you know, I told you to buy gas earlier in the week before the thing hit, hurricane hit, Isaac. If you didn't do that, at least buy it before the weekend. Buy it today. My half tank of gas is going to sit in my car over the weekend. I'm not going anywhere. Fresh off a legal battle with Apple, Samsung is announcing a new version of the Galaxy Note, an offbeat oversized smartphone that became a surprise hit. Samsung, the world's largest maker of phones, is revealing the Galaxy Note 2 in Berlin. 5.5-inch screen is narrower and longer than the first version. So here's this whole issue that's kind of going on, as you can sort of tell. And so Apple's going to release a new iPhone, and they're talking about possibly a new iPad coming out soon. And so what everybody's trying to do, but make a lot of money while they do it, okay? make a lot of dough while they do it, is to find at some point the perfect thing that will perform like an iPad, be bigger than an iPhone but smaller than an iPad. So something that's in between those two, but it'll do everything. I think that's what they're kind of calling, which would be, quite frankly, about the size of a Kindle or a Nook. It'd be about that size. The screen wouldn't have to be any different at all. Well, it would have to be a color screen, but I'm just saying something about that size. It might be a little thicker. But I think that's the size they're shooting for. But here's the thing. If they can sell you all the stuff before, and they do, somebody says, I got to have that one. Nah, I got to have that one. I have that one. Remember we talked about the shoes? Yeah. So, people buy into it, and they go for it, and then they end up with, whatever. Here's a guy. I was hoping to get on the Internet today and look this guy up, but I didn't have time. Philip DeFranco does a run-through for a segment of the Philip DeFranco Show on YouTube. So he's on YouTube. His name is Philip DeFranco, and he does a kind of a stand-up news thing that has, you know, social issues and news and all kinds of stuff, and he's more popular than... he's on the Internet. He's more popular than, has better viewership than Anderson Cooper, Nancy Grace, The Rachel Maddow Show, and The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. So that's saying something. He's got more numbers, higher numbers than those people. But once again, what it's showing us is, I think, and everybody's starting to finally get it, is if you're not part of the social media in some way, be it YouTube, be it Facebook, be it Twitter, be it whatever it is. If you're not part of it in some way, you're just not happening. You know what I mean? Because all the younger people, that's what they use. And I'm talking younger now means about 25, between 25, 30 and lower. So it's amazing. than here, just when you thought, can TVs get any bigger? And how big are they going to finally get? I mean, you have to be able to get them through a doorway. You know, maybe they'll come in pieces and they'll be put together. I have no idea. But anyway, because now we have four times HD TV. So they now have a TV they've just come out with. And who is this that came out with the darn thing? Sony. Okay, so this is, it's going to be four times clearer. You know, you can only get so clear. Pretty soon things are going to be clearer than they actually are. Isn't that possible? You know what I mean? I think so. Because I look at my TV now, and I think it's clearer than normal life. But anyway, so they're saying it's going to be four times greater than what they have now as an HDTV. And also, they have a TV coming out that's 84 inches diagonal, inches, 84 inches on diagonal. Plus, it has looks like it has speakers on the side. So, in case you said to yourself, you know, will I be able to find a bigger TV, Bill? 84 inches. There you go. Unbelievable. B of A is joins others in simplified checking. The voluntary plan allows the industry to avoid the possibility of new regulation, you know, because, let's not get into it. But here's the thing. So what they're doing now is they have like a one sheet that says, okay, this is what's happening with your checking account. This is everything you need to know that's pertinent to what's going on with your accounts. So they're simplifying the process of you finding out what's going on. And this is because, again, they're afraid of regulation that would say, you know, you can't just have people run around not having the faintest idea what the heck's going on with stuff. Because you just, you know, you don't care. So that's what they're doing there. Okay. We've almost run out of day. I got to tell you the truth. We've almost run out of day, which is frightening. Frightening, I tell you. It's frightening. And it's 5:30 before 2:00. Where did today go? Wow. Karen Vealy again, Jim D tomorrow. So it's going to be another quickie day. They just seem to flow along there when you got the right people on. Is there anything else I need to tell you about? Well, here was an interesting thing talking about social media. It says that terrorists find communication, a foothold in communication on Twitter. And it's bad news, really, but they're saying that they're able to do it because it's not policed in any way, you know, like Facebook is and some of the others, but it's not policed. So that's why they're saying, you know, people can just sort of do what they want to do on Twitter. Just do it. Oh, yes. We're going to get together again tomorrow at 12:00. Hope you'll join me then. I'm Bill Bellinger, thanking you for being with me. And until then, may your trails be happy ones. And don't believe everything you hear here, because
this is Talk is Cheap. The game is over. The Friends and Neighbors Network. Game over. With Bill Benica.
Happy trails to you.
Small things that live.